Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time once again for our episodes we call the OC Spotlight. The one show, the only show showing you the most incredible people doing the most amazing things in the events coming up. Like this one, one we've been proud to cover and attend every year. And I can't wait to hear about this event as we talk more with our guest host. We have a guest host. Flash. We need one of those little typewriter things. Flash news. Kelly Bennett, the great Kelly Bennett, who hosted for many years on KSBR Breakfast with Kelly and Gary and Kelly.
Gary and Kelly
has jumped in and taken over at the task here today. So I'm going to turn it over to Kelly Bennett.
Yay.
Welcome.
Well, thank you, Paul. Thank you. Well, today's guest, we've got Mark Desmond. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Kelly.
High Hopes Head Injury Program out in Tustin, and I've been working with them for probably 15 years.
Oh, you're just getting warmed up.
Oh, we've had you on KSBR. We've been friends for a long time, and what you do at your facility is just incredible. And we also have two-time Grammy winner Eric Marienthal on the phone. Eric, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing, Kelly?
Thank you so much, Mark, for joining us. I'm going to start with you, Mark. Give our audience just a real quick rundown of what High Hopes does.
I'll be glad to. High Hopes is a nationally recognized charitable organization that provides rehabilitation to brain-injured individuals, stroke individuals, as well as people with multiple sclerosis. And over the last, we're on our 51st year, over the last 51 years, we've helped thousands of people recover their lives, even though the world says it can't be done. We have people walking and people in wheelchairs for years and people regaining the use of their arms and hands and all sorts of things going on and getting people back to work, back to school. And we're very, very fortunate to have Eric Marienthal and Friends Concert support us each year because all these people need scholarship assistance in order to be in the program.
That's because of the insurance money probably running out after their treatments, is that correct?
Yes, and then also support, just general support. Insurance, there's an insurance cap on everybody's insurance, and it's gone very quickly. Then it's up to the family or up to the individual. They're on their own.
And so a long time ago, you had a concert, I believe, and you said to me that you had Tony Bennett, I believe, and who else was at that concert?
Yeah, actually, our first concert was Frank Sinatra did it.
That's right.
His attorney's daughter was in the program, and he did it for three charitable organizations. We're one of them, and we got a van that had donated by Frank Sinatra on it.
What?
I could park it anywhere, never lock it, leave the windows open. It worked out great.
Oh, my gosh. And who else did you have back then?
And then the next one was Rosemary Clooney, Tony Bennett. And Rosemary's niece was in the program, her name Sandy. And she did very well, got her life back.
Yeah.
And then she came out and did an event for us and invited Tony Bennett to come and be part of that. And
awesome.
And Eric Marienthal.
He picked up the baton.
I wouldn't let him out of the pool. He had no choice. And he has been so nice and gracious to do this for now our 27th year. I mean, who does a concert for 27 years? We are so thankful.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing, 27 years of support and involvement with the music industry, as well as the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach. We've been there for 26 years. So,
where was your first concert?
It was at Costa Mesa City Hall. It was the Recreation Center, and that's where it was because they supported. I was sponsored by them for my swim program.
Oh, nice. So, Eric, 27 years ago, this gentleman, met you at the pool?
Yeah, actually, Eric's kids swam for me, and his lovely wife swam for me, and then they dragged Eric there eventually.
So,
is that how it went, Eric?
That's pretty much how it went. The kids were there, Leanne, my wife, was there and got me into swimming, you know, the brutally early mornings, and I just know you, Mark, knew you back then as the swim coach, and you know, I remember you asking about doing a charity event for High Hopes, and I said, yeah, I'd love to what's High Hopes? I don't even think I knew at that point. And so I learned very, very quickly. And it's, you know, just been such an honor for us to be able to be part of this, you know, event each year and to be able to help this amazingly worthy cause.
And I think it's grown each year, every time that you have a concert, because the level of musicians that you bring. I mean, can you rattle off some of the ones that you've had in the past?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Well, yeah, we've had Lou Rawls one year. Lou, unbeknownst to him, prior to the concert, actually, Vesta Williams was singing, and she invited Lou Rawls, who was a friend. Oh. I think that was our second year, maybe, third year, perhaps. But she sang and invited him, and he came, and he said, yeah, I just really come support the concert and to support you, but I really don't want to sing, so if you just let me stay anonymous. sure, at the beginning of the second, you know, half of the concert, she says, gets on the microphone and says, ladies and gentlemen, we have the amazing Lou Rawls here. And, Lou, why don't you come on down and sing something? Come on. And Spotlight finds him, and he comes down. And
wow.
Incredibly gracious. But we've had Johnny Mathis. I think a total of, I know, at least twice. I don't think three times, but anyway, last year we had Boney James, we've had Brian Culbertson, Hewlett, Patty Austin, Lee Ritenour, and this year we have the great David Benoit, who's done it for us a couple of times in the past as well. So very, very thrilled.
And remember, Rick, I think Rick Braun was one. Was he one of them?
Absolutely, Rick.
Yeah.
Rick Braun's been there.
Interesting.
Rick's actually done it
three times.
Easily three times, yeah. Dave Cobb has done it. You know, yeah, it's really.
So you never know who might show up, correct?
Well, I do.
You might. You're working on somebody. I don't know, but you're. I can feel it.
We do have a special guest that may not remain secret for much longer. But yeah, you know, that is actually very true. That, you know, we have the guests that we've been able to promote, and then, you know, invariably throughout the years there have been artists who have said, hey, I'd love to come, I'll be there, but, you know, because of a radius clause of another show I have in the area, I'm not able to be promoted, but if that's okay, I'd love to come and be there and surprise. And so, you know, Lou Rawls' story wasn't quite like that, but of that type of thing, it's, you know, over the course of 27 years, you know, I've had all kinds of really cool things happen.
You know what I really like about the concert, the best thing ever, is the VIP reception when the artists come down and the guests actually get to mingle with the artists. I mean, you don't see that in regular jazz music entities.
Exactly.
You don't see that togetherness.
It is so much fun to have... And also all the band members are there. And
the band members are just, they're just as famous as...
Absolutely, they are.
You know, so having them in the VIP area where the VIPs can, like, mingle with them and go, oh my gosh, I'm getting my picture taken. I mean, you don't get that. You don't get that at all.
That's very true. You know, I'm the music director for Signature Cruise Experiences. You know, we do the Bodhi Cruise and the Smooth Jazz Cruise and the Jazz Cruise and the David Foster Cruise and several others. And the beauty of the cruises is that, like you're saying, you know, the musicians, we're all on the ship. Mark knows quite well, he's done this a couple of times, where you're on the ship and you're watching performers play, but then the rest of the time we're all on the ship together. We're eating together and in the various places, venues together. And it really is this really fun communal experience. And that, you know, so many musicians have done that, and it's just so great to be able to connect with people who want to come see you play, not just the face of the audience. So that's, you know, it surprised me, actually, how willing all these name artists are really into the idea of being over to the VIP party and saying hello to people. And, you know, it never hurts that people are fans of theirs, and they say how much they enjoy them. You know, I don't think anybody really minds that terribly. And so, but, you know, it's reciprocal. As to the whole, and plus, everybody is there. Artists, musicians, and the guests are there for a common good reason, which is to support High Hopes Head Injury Program.
Yeah, so, and Patty Austin, I had a conversation with her last year. Or was it last year when she was there, or the year before?
Year before.
She came over from Panama?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's where she lives now.
I was like, you flew here for this?
Yeah.
She's like, yes, I did. And I'm like, wow. That was incredible. I mean,
yeah,
very incredible.
It's become a thing. You know, I wish, and Mark and his staff could certainly wish that we could call it a cookie-cutter event, because we've done it every year for so many years in a row. But every year, you know, presents a whole lot of work, a lot of challenges, a lot to do. But, you know, it has taken on legs of its own. And, you know, just about every artist that I've reached out to are very aware of the concert, haven't already done it in the past, and are aware of what we're doing, what we're trying to do, and really appreciate that. And, you know, like so many artists, you know, they really enjoy being able to do something that gives back to the community. This is such a unique, unique way to do that.
Yeah. Mark, let me ask you,
yes.
What does connecting to the music industry do for High Hopes?
Well, so many things. It provides, of course, our scholarship assistance, and without scholarship assistance, people just can't, we wouldn't be able to help as many people as we can. We are the lowest cost program in the United States. And
the what?
The lowest cost.
Lowest cost.
In the United States. Rehabilitation is very expensive. You can go a year at High Hopes for what it costs 1 month anywhere else.
No.
Oh, yeah. The average cost for rehab is between $35,000 and $60,000 a month. Yes. So multiply that times 12.
Oh my gosh.
So we not only do it inexpensively, we do it the most successful program in the country. We take everybody that others give up on or the world has given up on them and put them together. It's pretty amazing. I just got out of the pool a few minutes ago with them, and I probably look like it, and got out of the pool, and, we have one fella that was a chiropractor that was able to swim 100 yards, and this is a guy 6 months ago was in a wheelchair and couldn't even walk.
Oh my gosh.
He now walks. He now swims. There's an example. I have another fellow from in the pool today from Alaska. He was injured. He was just waiting for a traffic light off their freeway. Somebody came off the freeway and then rear-ended him.
Oh, no.
And the nicest guy in the world. And he was able to get out of the pool on his own and transfer today on his own. And his walking is getting so much better. And here's someone else that was pretty much confined to a wheelchair all the time. Not too long ago.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate that we're able to help. And it's not just physically. It's cognitively, emotionally, vocationally, all sorts of different things. So that's what we do.
That's interesting because a lot of people, when they are injured like that, sometimes they don't think that there's any hope, right? And it's a mindset.
I know the world tells them, give up.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
You know Ron, one of our fellows who has...
The dog.
and his dog. Ron has MS, and he announces that to the world all the time. Here's a fellow that now has a life. He can drive.
He's driving?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He drives. He not only drives, he lives in... Pacific Palisades and drives from Pacific Palisades
to
Orange County to Tustin each and every day.
Wow.
An hour and a half to get there. Goes through our program and drives home.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, he has a caregiver goes with him, but the caregiver doesn't know how to drive. And obviously the dog's not driving.
Yeah. Wow.
So there you go. So everybody gets better at High Hopes. We have people from all over the world.
Yeah.
We had religious leaders, and I have a young lady from India that had a stroke in India that has family here. Her daughter's a physician. We seem to be the program where all the physicians send their families, members. Either they're there, and the other day, I have a neurologist. I said, "Do you realize that these five people are all physicians that are all in the line right here in front of you that have been injured or had strokes or, you know, from all sorts of different hospitals and places all over the place?"
Well, the music industry sure has loved you and your organization. Eric, I want to ask you, having been introduced to what High Hopes does and Mark and the years that you've been working with him, have you seen the difference with some of the musicians that you talk to about this program in regards to how they are reacting and what their thoughts are and how they're going forward? Maybe, you know, doing something, or maybe in the music industry, have you seen anybody talking about it or doing anything, or not really, you know, knowing anything, and all of a sudden their eyes are just open going, "Wow, I didn't know that."
Oh, sure. Every musician who hasn't been involved in some sort of charity, which most have, you know, you get to a point where you're, you know, you know, professionals, you're, you know, it's not uncommon to, thankfully, to be able to do, you know, concerts that benefit a charity. But with this, it's special, and it really hits home for all the musicians who have done it, because a lot of the students from High Hopes come and not only are there in attendance, but they, you know, speak, and the ones that are able to, you know, share their stories, and they're all just so compelling, in so many cases, so heartbreaking, and so it really lands, you know, it lands among musicians, and musicians, you know, talk to each other, and, you know, when you're involved in something special, you talk about it, obviously. And if you're able to be part of, you know, over the years, be part of these concerts, you're proud. You know, we've raised a lot of money over these 27 years, you know, and it's a real point of pride, and we'll talk about that. And I think that elevates the level of the concert how much more. You know, every hearing musician wants to put on a good show, but, you know, if you're doing it in the name of something else other than your own, you know, paycheck, it means so much more.
Right.
That's true for anybody, musician or whomever.
Right.
And so and you feel it. It's, you know, it's a big giant love fest. You know,
right.
It really is. It is fun. You know, and we, you know, we see that with the donation of the silent auction event items, which is huge, and then the live auction that we that we have each year. It's really astounding.
Okay,
the whole thing is just really good.
You know where I'm going now.
That's right. Let's hit that commercial.
Come on. You know where I'm going now, Eric. So...
a commercial about a particular live auction item?
A certain live auction item that was up for grabs probably a couple years ago when it was impromptu.
The thing you're wearing on your back?
Hold that.
Your Hawaiian shirt.
A Hawaiian shirt.
That shirt caused so much. That was the year that I emceed.
Yes, it was.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
You did it.
Well, when the guy asked for it, there was a gentleman that stood up, and he goes, we were at the end of the auction. There was a gentleman that stood up, and he goes, "What about Eric's shirt?" And I go, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "I want to buy Eric's shirt." And I go, "Well, you mean for auction?" And he goes, "Yeah." I go, "Well, I got to talk to Eric." And I said, "Eric, I talked to you, and you said, well, yeah." I go, "Where'd you get the shirt?" And you said, "Your wife bought it for you." And I said, "Well, we better talk to your wife first before we do this." And I remember you were asking her, and she was way in the back, and she kind of gave her okay by signaling, and you're okay, let's do it.
Yeah, I thought you had to take your shirt off and give it to the person right there.
That's what I thought.
Too. I just go, what?
What?
That wasn't quite happening. Yeah, it was a very loud Hawaiian shirt from Jam's World, who actually donated the shirt we gave away, or we auctioned off last year.
Yes.
They're these gorgeous Hawaiian shirts that are extremely colorful, extremely bright.
Are you going to get another one for this year, sir?
You know, I guess you're just going to have to be there to find out.
Man. All right, they're gorgeous, though.
We can always get you one and make you wear it before you get on stage.
There you go.
No, they actually, we've got a thing now. So we have our connection with the owner, as a matter of fact. So.
We should.
Oh, there you go. Oh, there you go. Now we're promoting the company.
There we go. Promote the company.
And talk about promotion. Yeah. Should we promote? How do you buy tickets to this thing?
What are we talking about?
The Eric Marienthal Friends concert is being held at beautiful Hyatt Regency Newport Beach on July 12th. And you can purchase tickets at highhopes.ws. That's www.highhopes.ws. Or you call 949-733-0044.
What's that number again?
949-733-0044.
There you go. So that's what we're talking about, folks. We're talking about High Hopes Head Injury Program out in Tustin. Been around for 51, 52
years. We're on our 51st year.
And the Eric Marienthal and Friends concert that has been around for 27 years, yes. And this is number 28?
Well, it should be 28, but it's right. Because of COVID, we were bumped out once.
Okay, so we're on number 27.
And it seems like just yesterday we did the first one, right, Eric?
It seems like maybe the day before yesterday, but yeah, it seems not long ago.
Compared to that one, how has it been to this one coming up and the ones in the past? I mean, obviously you're growing and getting better, of course. Everything's workable.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah. I mean, what I really love, like I said, I really like the VIP reception, but the actual concert itself.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. The venue is amazing. Yeah. It's beautiful. And matter of fact, this year's different.
Uh-oh.
They redid the venue.
The bowl area?
Yeah. It holds another 200 additional seats.
No way.
The entrance is different. The layout, while it looks similar, it's all been, closed for 3 or 4 months. They redid it all.
Will the sunset go down the same way?
Yeah, the sun's going to go down the same spot. Get to see the back bay.
Yeah.
And but it is, the venue has been upgraded as such.
Because sitting there, I could just, you know, having a little Sauvignon Blanc and listening to the jazz music and watching that sunset go down. It's just romantic.
It is. What a great venue. And it was designed particularly for jazz events.
Oh, really?
And there you go.
That's interesting. That's really cool. Well, let's see. We've got David Benoit as a special guest. Talk about him a little bit, Eric. How is David doing these days?
He's doing really well, actually. People may not know David very publicly had a kidney transplant.
Oh, that's right.
I think it's been maybe, I lose track of time, maybe 3 years ago, something like that.
Wasn't it his wife that gave him the kidney?
It's his wife. She donated her, they were not a match.
Ah.
She donated one of her kidneys in order for him to, you know, get his a bit earlier, I guess is the best way to put it. So, so she, you know.
That's cool.
Essentially, she did donate her kidney. I mean, she absolutely did donate her kidney. But he's doing remarkably, he's doing fantastic.
Yeah, he's
we played together at the Brix Jazz Festival back in Pennsylvania a couple of months ago with the Brix Orchestra. And he looked fantastic, played fantastic, and it was really fun.
Hmm.
And he's now, you know, for folks who are listening who are in the Orange County area, he's actually moved. He lives here in Mission Viejo, or in Laguna Niguel.
Oh, and he's a DJ for KKJZ, right?
Yeah.
He has, yes, yes.
Nice.
Quite some time.
Good to go.
And so I actually played on his, what record it was, but it was back in 1988 was the first record of his that I played on, and I was in his band for quite some time during the Chicoria years. And so so we go... you know, we go way back, and he's this very good example of a lot of musicians who, you know, they play you know, we pay a few expenses, but they basically do it for nothing. And it's, you know, just because of what we're trying to achieve here with this concert, for the benefit and all.
Yeah.
And so every time I call, it's called David, like I have so many other artists, you know, if he's available, he's absolutely, you know, the only thing that keeps him from doing it are conflicts.
Yeah.
So,
well, those of you listening at home, David Benoit is also the man behind the Peanuts songs coming together after Mr. Schultz, the guy that was doing it. He carried it on, and I think he did an album or two. So, yeah, so he's going to be there. We've also got Ron Kobayashi.
Ron will be there, of course,
his
trio.
Yeah.
As well as we have some guest singers for our VIP event.
The food is always amazing.
And at the VIP event, you get a chance to see the live auction items early. So that way you could check them out and see if that's something should be on your list.
Exactly.
And one of those singers that appears at the VIP event usually is Mary Desmond, who happens to be Mark Desmond's daughter, who has a remarkably beautiful voice.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Yep. Mary won't be there this year, but Luke will be singing this year.
Oh, Luke. So double.
Oh, right on. That's right.
Mr. Luke Desmond. So
keeping it all in the family.
That's music in our families definitely falls right along.
Nice.
It's the Eric Marienthal influence.
There you go. Well, the Eric Marienthal and Friends concert coming up July 12th, 2026 at the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach. Tickets at 949-733-0044, or you can visit the website at www.highhopes.ws. That's highhopes.ws.
Excellent.
I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and thank you, Eric, for joining us. That's it here from OC Spotlight. Paul, let's go. Take it away. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
We'll see you next time.
Well, there you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time. You never know who you're going to hear, what guests are going to drop in as we continue to showcase the best and most interesting things here in Orange County. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.